positive social environment, kids can learn better. We're going to remove that entire thing from our school system. And I think it's just going to, we're going to have a huge problem at the end of the day, Kevin.
More with Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. This hour of Live and Local is brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. You're going to love this. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. More to come with Jared Fisher as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 531, as we take a look at the traffic cams all over southern Nevada, and what I'm seeing is, for the most part, the freeways are moving along at the moment. No restrictions as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 15. The 515 east to Henderson or US 95 west up to Summerlin. You'll tap the brakes once you get past the stadium there on Interstate 15 northbound near Hacienda. Also, we're getting some moderate flows there on the Beltway as well. 215 westbound at Valley Verde. You're still moving. 215 northbound at Charleston also. Reasonably slow through there, and that utility work continues on Boulder Highway between Sahara and Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
NFL training camps are supposed to open up later on this month. That is not a sure thing, and today the NFL and the NFL Players Association are meeting to go over a number of issues that need to be figured out before training camp can open. That includes economics. The NFL wants to place 35% of player salaries in escrow for the year. That is something that players do not seem overly enthused about at this point in time. They also, according to ESPN, want to discuss whether or not there's going to be more of an acclimation period at the beginning of training camp, if players are going to be able to opt out this season, and what kind of equipment modifications could be expected.
This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network, and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Rodney Scott's Barbecue in Charleston, Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, and hundreds more places in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Monday. Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And he joins us from, he's camping in Colorado, believe it or not. Jared, let me just ask you, the governor last Friday night, closed down the bars in seven counties. He's going to revisit whether to reopen or to extend the closure on July 24th. So he's giving it about 2 weeks. First of all, do you think it's wise to close down an entire industry when it's only 21% of the bars that were not in compliance? 79% were in compliance, and everybody was wearing masks, and it was great. Did the governor do the right thing?
From my point of view, no. I would say that you're going to penalize the people who are breaking the law, who are not conforming to the standards that are set forth for them. So, but just penalizing all these other businesses that are actually, I could say right now, without those businesses being open, we're just digging more of a hole for our state in our financial dilemma that we are now facing, and we're going to be facing this for a decade. And shutting those guys down, that's not a good move. I don't know who's helping Steve Sisolak make his decisions, but the problem with it is, you know, Steve Sisolak is at the top of the food chain here in the state, and I mean, you got to think about everybody under him. I mean, the river's not going to rise any higher than the spring, so everybody below Steve is going to do what he's saying. Everybody he has wrapped around his finger. You know, I don't like to speak negatively, but this is not a form of positive leadership. This is not the idea that I think people had in mind when they elected Governor Sisolak. I think he's looking way too far to the west right now, to California. I think he needs to, if he's going to do anything, he's going to look to another state, at least look over to Utah, which has been a lot more relaxed about this, the virus. And they're not seeing these overwhelming deadly results like everybody's talking about. You know, when the history books are going to be written, they're going to be written about what a mistake, at least now that we've seen what the coronavirus can't do to people. Sure, it can kill people, but those people now have 4 months under their belt to see what's been happening, how to take precautions, and not get themselves sick. And we're penalizing the rest of the economy, the rest of the people, the rest of our freedoms for what?
And by the way, Jared, people die while camping.
Yeah, exactly, right? I have my bear spray, though.
So, oh, there you go.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. You know, just another thing, you know, I was sitting down with I have a number of doctor friends that I do business with, and I was sitting down with one the other day, and we were discussing death rates among seasonal flus. And he said, you know, this is statistics that he had given to me, and I know statistics are up in the air, but he said last year at this time, last year we had 650,000 people that died from the common flu, and we've got 500,000 deaths up till now this year for the coronavirus. Now, I'm just doing the math in my head, and call me a crazy business owner, but these are not good calls that we're making right now. These are bad decisions that are being made. And again, like, I think in the end of the day, when the history books are going to be written about this day and age in the history of the United States, we're going to be wishing what we didn't make some of these choices we're making.
Yeah, they talk about, we're going to look at the science and the data. Sometimes the science and the data can be twisted in ways that nobody ever, ever guessed. Jared, let me ask you and take you into something a little more lighthearted, and that is the Washington Redskins are no more. We don't know what they're going to become. I think they're going to become the Warriors, personally. Because that would end up taking care of members of the military and other folks. I don't know. But Warriors is the one that I keep hearing that it might be. Did Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, did he cave to the PC police?
You know, here's the thing. People in this country, businessmen who own their own companies, you know, literally they have the right to make whatever choice they want to make for whatever reason they want to make it. And I think that's the great thing about our country. I'm sad to see the Redskins name go. I used to love watching them play when I was a kid. I haven't followed more recently, but I love the Redskins. I think I loved it. I just love the tradition of that logo, the maroon colors. I've always loved that. But you know what? At the end of the day, you know, we just have to respect the decision of these businessmen who are making these calls. And whatever, for whatever reason he's making that decision, he owns the team. So he can do whatever he wants. It's not my call on that. So, you know, that's my position on it. However, I really do love the Redskins.
So, I do too.
Yeah.
And by the way, 90% of Native Americans polled back in 2017, 90% said it's fine. There's no problem with it. And yet this very vocal minority ends up making these sports teams turn upside down. I mean, branding, you know branding as well as anybody with the way you've branded your small businesses. But the fact is, this thing is being turned upside down by a very, very small minority.
Yeah. Isn't it so that the squeaky wheel gets the oil?
Ain't that the truth?
But at the end of the day, there might be some other reasons driving this too, Kevin. And I learned this through you know, my work. Sometimes, you know, maybe he's looking for a new rebranding anyways. Maybe he wants to redesign that logo, and maybe this just became the right time for him. Who knows? Who knows what the overall driving force of it was? But I do believe in respecting those owners and businesses, whatever decisions they want to make. And you know what? If it dive bombs, and he'll know it, and it'll hit him right in the pocketbook. So we'll find out, right?
We will find out. And again, if FedEx or some of their other sponsors end up saying, hey, you better do this, well, then you better. So really, to me, a pox on all their houses, all those sponsors that said, hey, you better do it or else. It just doesn't make sense to me. You guys have so much fun out there. When are you coming home?
When it's not 108 degrees, how's that sound?
There you go. Hey, can I tell you, if I could do it, I would. Just save me an extra sleeping bag, would you please?
Will do.
Hey, Jared, thanks, man. Thank you so much for being agreeable and moving around on the schedule a little bit. We had some schedule changes today. Thanks so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Great being on. Have a great day.
There you go. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday. And I get very excited at the beginning of a brand new week. We got so many possibilities right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. With over 291 million annuities in force in the U.S., life insurance companies are alarmed as baby boomers are converting their annuities into annuities with long-term care in record numbers. The U.S. government estimates that 70% of people age 65 will require long-term care during their lifetime, with a total cost of over $138,000. So what should you do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about a little-known law that allows them to convert their existing annuity into tax-free money to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye-Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye-Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye-Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye-Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it. This radio show has the best bump music. They call it bumper music or bump music. And we brought it with us. It is absolutely the best bump music on Las Vegas radio, without a doubt. Kayleigh McEnany is, you know, on the hot seat again. She was taken to task today for her comments on Roger Stone. By the way, Roger Stone is going to be on Hannity at 6 o'clock tonight. So if you want to set your DVR, do not touch your radio dial. But if you want to set your DVR, and record. Yeah. No. Roger Stone's going to be on with. And I can't wait to hear if he is sufficiently humble. He does not know what sufficiently humble really is. But I want you to listen to Kayleigh McEnany. This was this morning. And She talked at her daily press briefing. It's not really a daily press. I think it's like three times a week. And talked about the two standards of justice, R.E. Roger Stone. This is cut six, and this was earlier today at the White House.
Could you just clarify the scope of Roger Stone's clemency? A federal judge is asking for this. Does it only apply to prison time, or does it also include the two-year period of supervised release?
I don't have the exact details for you on that, but I can follow up. What I will say is that the Roger Stone clemency was a very important moment for justice in this country. You had a completely bogus Russia witch hunt that found nothing, and in order to justify the waste of taxpayer dollars, you had Robert Mueller charging people with process crimes. And it's really curious to me that with Roger Stone, you know, he's charged of false statements, but McCabe was charged of false statements, lying to federal investigators. Brennan, false statements to Congress. Clapper, false statements to Congress. But last time I checked, they didn't have 29 FBI agents wearing tactical gear showing up there at their house in a pre-dawn raid, wielding M4 rifles sweeping across their lawn, as happened to Roger Stone. They didn't have four agents using battering rams breaking down their front door over false statements. And they didn't have helicopters hovering over their houses and two police boats that roared up. Instead, McCabe and Clapper and Brennan and these guys are given lucrative contracts, books, contributorships. So there are really two standards of justice in this country, as Adam Schiff noted. Fortunately, he doesn't have the facts to back up the way he meant that term.
Well, that was not the end of it. Because John Carl of ABC is a White House correspondent and was on with Brian Stelter yesterday attacking Kayleigh McEnany for, in fact, I don't have time to get it in this segment, but we will put it in the next segment. John Carl essentially attacking Kayleigh McEnany for the political nature of her White House briefings. Now, what I don't understand is when Jim Acosta decides to make a speech, that's not political. When he tries to confront who's ever at that podium, whether it's the President of the United States or the press secretary, that's not political, I guess. But it is political if Kayleigh McEnany is prepared and ready for anything. We'll let you hear it coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Summer is coming, and so are those high power bills. Astronomical bills, usually due to an inefficient air conditioner.
upgrade to a high SEER air conditioner from Home Air Conditioning. Those old R22 units are not getting any younger, and they're costing you plenty. Cool your home for less. Call Danny at Home Air Conditioning to schedule an appointment at your convenience anywhere in the valley. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367, online at homeairlv.com.
Optimized performance and capability and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't have time to get you John Carl. But I do have time to give you Carl Rove, another Carl. This is cut 5. And I want you to hear this. Pelosi was the big loser on this Supreme Court decisions of the last week. I want you to listen to Carl Rove. Here he is.
Well, there are actually two issues this week decided by the court on his immunity issue. One involved the subpoena by the Manhattan prosecutor who is looking into the payments to the so-called hush payments. And in that case, the court held that the prosecutor could move forward with requesting those documents, but that the president had the same rights that anybody else had in those kind of situations, meaning that there are going to be lots of court challenges, lots of arguments, and the prosecutor is unlikely to see those tax returns, if he ever sees them, until well after the November election. And the other one, The House Democrats were dealt a severe blow. They wanted to, quote, use the president's tax returns as, quote, a case study for creating legislation, maybe on ethics, maybe on tax reform. And the court held by a 7-2 margin that just didn't fly, that they did not have an unbridled ability to force the president to compel the production of documents for legislative purposes. They actually had to show that those documents were critical, and they weren't allowed to use the president as, quote, a case study for the preparation of legislation. The U.S. House of Representatives, I don't know what Speaker Pelosi thinks she's got in the way of options, but I've read that decision. That's a very tough decision, 7-2, and it basically, I think, ends the ability of the House of Representatives to get a hold of those tax documents without the new circumstances arising, which, again, are not likely to occur between now in the election.
I love Carl Rove. I don't always agree with him, but I love Carl Rove. By the way, this hour is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Tomorrow, Tommy White from Labor's Union Local 872. We're just a couple of weeks away from Allegiant Stadium being open. Will any fans be there? Should fans be there? We'll talk about that. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. For our chief engineer, Eric Klaus, for Gentleman Jim Dallas, for Andrew Paul, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. You know, it's just a moon and sky.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.